Hi, my name is Paul Dunay, and welcome to another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast. Welcome to another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast, conducted in cooperation with Marketing Profs. I'm your host, Paul Dunay, and today I'm speaking with Scott Germays, the Director of Product Management for Twing. So welcome to the podcast, Scott.
Thanks for having me on, Paul.
Great. So today we're going to explore in depth a little bit more about Twing and how to use it, perhaps. So let's start off with just a quick definition of Twing and maybe give us some indication of your mission.
Sure. Well, I should start out by just telling you what exactly Twing.com is. What Twing.com is a vertical search engine that's specifically for community search and discovery. So just as you can go to any of the major search engines and search for web or news or blogs or whatever it is, what Twing.com does is specifically goes after communities, and that's something that's been conspicuously absent from the major search engines, which, of course, is why we saw a need in the market and went ahead and invented the product.
Great. I mean, I'm a big fan of that that type of find a need in the market and then fill it, right? I mean, that's really truly the definition of marketing, you know, finding that market and, you know, beginning to market into it. So, you know, does it appeal to B2B, B2C? I mean, who do you think your ultimate buyers are in this?
Well, there's absolutely
users, maybe, in this case.
Yeah, users is definitely a better characterization of the people that come to the product. There's no question at all that the primary user of Twing.com is a consumer, is an online internet user, specifically somebody who's very into social media. However, there are a great number of applications for business marketers and people of that nature. I'll give you just a couple examples. Right now, information about information, that is buzz, is as important sometimes as the information itself. So you have a whole series of reputation companies out there right now, mining blogs, mining different types of social media spaces to try and see what people are saying about products or trends or what they're interested in. And the one place they've been missing really in the community space are forums. Now, forums have been around for years, and they've been growing like crazy, but nobody really out there is effectively been collecting them and allowing people to search against them and gain some insight into what's going on there, and that's what we do. So we're definitely for consumers, but a great deal of application for brand marketers.
Great. Now, from a community or forum space, isn't some of that stuff kind of getting on to the search engines these days, or is it because they're maybe behind, you know, passwords that they're not getting out there? What's the reasoning for that?
Well, that's a good question and good insight into the types of behaviors that happen on forums. Certainly, a fair amount of forums are private, and there's a variety of types of private forums. There's some that companies are, in fact, using to engage with their own customers. And then there's ones that are just communities that happen to be private, and you have to join, and they're behind password protection. However, there are tens of thousands, actually hundreds of thousands of these things that are completely open. When you ask, aren't they getting into search engines anyway? The answer is, to some small degree, yes. But what Twing.com does is understand forum structures right down to the actual post level, where people are talking about a particular thing. And this goes back to, again, when you look at blog search or news search, well, those are all actually web pages. So you could go to any generalized search engine and just type something in, and technically speaking, you get everything. But then why do we have separate tabs for news or separate tabs for images or separate tabs for blogs? Well, because there's specialty reasons why somebody might want to look at different types of content. There's different flavors here. And certainly in the community space or in the buzz space where people are actually talking about things, generalized web search for a brand marketer in particular certainly isn't going to do it. They specifically want to look at blogs or communities or something like Twitter or chat or instant messaging or something of that nature. So the short answer to your question is, yes, this stuff does get into some of the generalized search engines, but in a very generalized way. It's hard to pluck it out. You really need specialized vertical tools and techniques to do it. And again, that's why we saw the need for Twing.com. And that's the benefit both to users and to brand marketers. They can get unequivocally to this particular type of content.
Right. So it's, you know, sort of the best picture of you know, those communities and forums all in one spot.
Well, we like to think of it that way, and I think it's important to really characterize what's here. It's one thing to say community. It's another thing to sort of define it. Community is a buzzword these days, like so many things. Web 2.0 has taken on kind of a very ephemeral type of definition where it includes just about any kind of talk. What we do in particular is we go after content that's in the type of software that's been known for many, many years as forums. So you have a lot of different social spaces out there. But these forums have actually been growing for years. And in the U.S., for example, 28% of users are using forums, and they're viewing them and what have you. And supposedly it's about 25% at least are also reading blogs. Now, one of the things that we need to understand is that this is where the actual discussion is happening. In a forum, you've got many-to-many communications. People are having deep and long-lasting conversations over time. So as much as I love blogs, and sometimes I comment on blogs, a lot of time a blog is sort of a one-to-many communication, and the topic is whatever that blogger had in mind, and then somebody might comment on that. And occasionally there's a comment on the comments, but it's really not inherently set up as a many-to-many communications medium. And this is why we think brand marketers in particular might find it very useful to use Twing.com to get a sense of what people are actually saying back and forth in the forum type of community space.
Right, so I'm so glad you said that, because I was just sitting here thinking, would it be appropriate for a B2B marketer to monitor their brand reputation using Twing?
You know, I'd go even further than that and say, I think we're getting to the point with a lot of these social media where it's arguably negligent for a brand marketer to not be paying attention to what people are saying in these social spaces. Pre-internet days, or actually I should say pre-consumer web. As we all know, the internet's been around since the 60s. But let's face it, from a practical perspective, the consumer web has been around since the mid-90s. And as we've grown since the mid-90s and more things have come online, we've moved past where you can just clip press clippings from the traditional media and what have you. And this is why you have so many reputation services now looking at the blogs, looking at the web pages, but very few looking at discussion groups and forums. Some of them sort of claim they do, and they say we look at discussion groups, but a lot of times when that's happening, maybe they're looking at the antiquated and spam-ridden Usenet news groups of days of old, or maybe they're looking at just a particular type of forum product, whereas we go across all of them. So unquestionably, brand managers have to be looking at that space. They have to be understanding what the conversation is. And if they're not at least monitoring the conversation, how can they possibly hope to participate?
So as we've been speaking, of course, I'm checking the Bearing Point brand out on Twing. And I noticed you had some sponsored results in there, which I assume are filled by Google, because our own brand sponsored ad came up in there, which is great. And certainly a very healthy grouping of mentions and posts and stuff on there. Can I create a feed, an RSS feed of these results so that anything new I can continue to monitor?
Well, there's a number of different ways you can monitor things. The short answer to your question is you can go in and save a search. We are in the process of adding those capabilities. Even as we speak, my development team is adding in those pieces of functionality. I can't tell you exactly when they'll be available. So, again, the short answer right now is no. If you call me back in a couple weeks, the answer might very well be yes. So that's how close we are to doing that. In fact, we're going to be adding a variety of products just specifically for buzz tracking and brand monitoring. Again, our product is primarily targeted at consumers, but we totally recognize the need for information about the information. And also buzz is fun. Who's talking about what? What are the popular keywords? What are the trends?
Right.
So those tools
right.
are going to be available, and you're going to have not only the tools to track it, but we're going to allow people to embed widgets on their own page or take these things in via feed or email and get alerts however they want.
Nice. Very nice. Excellent. So talk to me a little bit about what's most popular on the site right now. What content is rising to the top?
Well, as with many search engines, unfortunately, some of the top keyword searches are not the kind of things I can actually talk about in public. That's just the nature of the internet. I mean, when anybody's out there and they're showing you their buzz graphs of what's actually most popular, I guarantee you almost everybody's editing them before they come out. But a lot of it's not really a surprise. They talk about the long tail, okay, and all that sort of thing. I'm sure you're familiar with the long tail.
Oh, yeah.
And long-tail marketing concepts. But what happens is maybe there's a long tail, but there's another phrase I like. I call it the short head. I'm not sure if that's original on my part or I heard
it somewhere.
I've never
heard that. That's a new one on me.
Okay, well, I'm thinking there's a long tail, there's a short head, and the 80-20 rule always applies. So, you see the typical things that aren't a surprise. I mean, right now you're seeing a lot of searches for Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, John McCain, What's the Hannah Montana's girl's real name? Miley Cyrus. So you're seeing a lot of things that are just popular. And occasionally if something comes up in the news that's very important, whether it's good news or a tragedy of some sort, and things will spike and talk about that. And that's all very interesting. But it's also not as important as it is because it's in the popular mindset. That's not the long tail stuff. And if whether you're a brand marketer or you're whatever it is that you do that you're interested in, whatever hobby you're interested in, really that's the kind of stuff you want to go a little bit deeper into. And you, again, we're no different than any other search engine in the sense that the kind of things people search for are the things in the popular consciousness right now.
Yeah, and I notice you can do things, you know, with quotes very similar to like a Google search engine, you know, to narrow and refine, to get the exact phrase, you know, using Twing, which is great. All right, so one closing comment or question. How much should marketers be using Twing, or how would you recommend marketers be using Twing in their, you know, toolkit of things that they, you know, do every day?
Well, I'm the product manager for this, so I'm going to say 100% and don't use anything else ever. that of course would be wrong and foolish. But here's the answer: I'm not sure what percentage of it should be used on Twing or versus a blog reputation service or a traditional clipping services. All I would suggest is that it's very important for a brand marketer, for anybody doing any kind of marketing, and that includes even before you're building a product, is to be thinking about what goes in your product, monitor all sorts of brand spaces. It's important right now, these days, I think, you've got to be in every single channel there is. You've got to be listening to every single channel there is. And there's a reason a book from Forrester Research called Groundswell is one of the top sellers right now. And there's books by a gentleman named Don Tapscott and Anthony Williams called Wikinomics, which talks about how so many companies right now are outsourcing even ideas and engaging deeply in their customer base. And there's a lot of tools to do this. But one of the first tools is to be listening properly. So Twing.com and its ability to search and discover forums and communities, I think, needs to be part of that mix for brand marketers. And what percentage of it, I don't know. That's going to depend on the product at hand.
Yes, great point. And just for your knowledge, I've had Charlene Lee from Groundswell and Don Tapscott on this exact program.
Oh, really?
And,
That's funny.
And I will tell you that Charlene, one of her comments was, it amazes her still to this day that that marketers are not listening. So it kind of gets back to your point about it being, you know, downright foolish, you know, not to be doing that. And it was amazing to her at a recent conference when she asked for a show of hands that it wasn't a completely full room. So anyway, I'd like to thank you for joining me today, Scott. I really appreciate your time. And for our listeners, now it's your turn. Please let us know how you're using Twing, or if you have any further questions or even ideas on, you know, how to make Twing better. You know, we're here. We'll be glad to keep this conversation going with you online. And we'll be back again next week with another PropCast. So thank you all for listening. Thank you for joining us today. We look forward to having you back next week on another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast.